Hello and welcome to a very special episode.
No one thought we would make it. No one thought we'd make it to a full year of doing the podcast, but we showed the haters what's wrong.
Including you and I.
We showed past Brian and Larry what's up too.
And all of our friends and significant others.
Yeah, they can all eat a big bag of potato chips.
But a really gross flavor of potato chips. Like,
what would you consider a gross flavor of potato chip?
I was just thinking.
Like, do you remember those like contests they would do of like, give us your craziest flavor and we'll make it happen. And the winner gets $20.
Vodka flavored potato chips.
Oh, that would suck. Actually, because isn't vodka made from potatoes? I bet there's something.
Some are. Okay.
All right. That just might be regular potato chip. It's technically vodka flavored.
What about, what would be a gross flavored potato chip? I don't know. I'm going to let that marinate and think.
Like my head goes to try to get a bad one. I would like immediately try to think of like a sweet flavor would be gross.
But now I'm thinking about the sweet.
And but yeah, it might be like salty, sweet, and delicious.
I was thinking. Like a chocolate potato chips, probably badass.
Yeah, I think they exist and they are good. Damn. Maybe there's no such thing as a bad potato chip. And that's why they do the contest to begin with. They're like, even if we let the fans decide, we can't screw up a potato chip.
While we're on the topic of not good tasting things, Larry, did you have any of the super hot food from Rockford for their?
Okay, Rockford on blast. No, what's up?
So we had the Crunch Wrap and it was delicious. And I heard the pizza was bomb. They make this tropical heat wheat beer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like wheats really, but that's like one of my favorite beers of all time. Like, I will, like, I'll go get it. I love it. I get excited when it comes out. I had to mix that with Hop Lust, and I think I made the world's best beer.
Sounds too scary.
Very good. But the heat wheat, it's just like a perfect amount of jalapeno. There's some pineapple in there. It's definitely spicy, but it's not awful. But I did buy the Hot Chuck, which is the ghost pepper.
Okay, wait, let's take a step back. A Hot Chuck sounds like what I took this morning, if you know what I mean.
It also sounds like a category on Pornhub. And it's ghost pepper. It's a ghost pepper double IPA.
Bro, did you see the new Hot Chuck video? It was weird.
I can't believe he did it.
It was so sticky. Carry on.
Yeah, like a Hot Chuck. It's not a Hot Carl.
Maybe that's where, yeah, because a Hot Carl is something else, but okay.
Anyways, going on. I had like a sip of it and my entire face was like on fire. I also got it like on my lips and shit, which wasn't good. But it's by far the hottest thing that I've ever ingested in my body.
Really? About like all time? Like a beer was like more than like hot sauces and stuff.
Oh, way more than hot sauce. I'm saving it. I couldn't finish it. I'm saving it to like marinate chicken in. I think that'd be good.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way to get creative.
But it's like, it's ungodly hot. So we had some people over yesterday for a big ice skate party and I kind of passed it around and poured some people's, you know, cans. Then no one could finish like an entire sip.
Really? I know Derek was there, who we should give a quick shout out to for, yeah. He does hot sauces that are supposedly pretty great. I think you have a bottle or two there for me that you said left.
Three bottles for you. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Derek's hot sauces are awesome. He is also a project that I didn't think was going to go far. Sorry, Derek, was your hot sauce.
Much like our podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, much like our podcast. He is now trying to become an LLC and get like hot sauce certified. I don't know what you have to do.
Yeah, it's a hot sauce certification. Yeah. It's one of the hottest certs you could get nowadays.
Yeah.
I've been talking to him about like helping him do a website and stuff or whatever. And I think it's a cool thing to pursue. He's making them with like craft beers. So I would plug him and send everyone to him. But like you said, he's not like legally allowed to like sell them to the public yet. It's like a friend's thing right now, but we should definitely give him a plug on the pod once he's up and running.
Yeah. He was telling me his biggest problem right now is trying to get his ABV to zero. So you can't sell hot sauce that has actual alcohol in it. He's having a hard time. So you can get, like, you can take, or you can test how much alcohol is in something that has alcohol in it. So you test like the relative gravity or whatever. I don't know. He was telling me about it yesterday. A lot of homebrewers do. Like, it's a pretty easy process. I guess it's just however high it goes up in the test tube chemistry looking fucking thing. I don't know. Anyways, but to test if something is zero alcohol is really hard, and he has to send it out somewhere, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, apparently.
Damn. He well, said, as long as he keeps with it, because, I mean, that sounds like a hard hurdle, but if you can solve it once, you can repeat the process at least.
Yeah. Anyways, I had no idea that was an issue with making things with alcohol.
No, it's super interesting. And I wonder, can you just like, I'm an idiot, but can you just like boil alcohol away technically? Or does that maybe ruin the flavor?
You can boil it away. So once you boil it away, and then, you know, to where it has zero alcohol and put it in, but he can't test what point does it make zero alcohol.
Oh God, man, that sounds challenging. I'm not jealous, but I can't wait to be able to buy it.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be cool. So without further ado.
So let me tee this up here real quick. So there's a couple things to note. First of all, it's been a full year of Local Roots. So that's why there's no guest today. It's just the OG, just like the first episodes that all 20 of you guys were listening to. but yeah, there's a lot of growth milestones that I wanted to talk about before we... Oh, and then I'll tell you what we're doing, actually, because we didn't even tee up what we're doing today. So first of all, 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts. So ooh, obviously... There's only 17 reviews. So
if you 17?
Guys, you think that's a lot?
Oh,
I guess so.
I thought it was just from your mom. Just one.
No, I guess that is good because I think our listeners are split between like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I'm only looking at Apple Podcasts right now.
I don't know if you can leave a review on Spotify.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. I don't know if it matters. I think I listened to a podcast where like your reviews really doesn't matter. It just like you can gain the charts by like just like having people actually listen and download. But like that's the only real way to whatever. But it can't hurt. You know, new listeners like to know that we're 5 stars. So thank you guys for that.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I know it is cool. And like, I almost was always hoping we'd get like a 1 star so we could just read it and like talk shit about it. But whatever. Another weird thing I just noticed is the category we're under is wilderness. Would you call us a wilderness? I guess I chose that. So that's my fault, but yeah, I don't know.
You like the next like Gary Paulson novel over here or what?
So yeah, that's pretty funny. What else? Okay, so I think I had a couple other things, but let's just like tee up what I wanted to do this episode. So you know, at work, every year you do like a performance review, right, Brian? Like you do this with your client or your staff, right? They come into your office and you say, "Hey, you've done a really good job with this. You've done a great job with this, but this one thing you can probably do a little better." Yeah, so I figure, as a team, you and I will review some of the highlighted episodes and talk about how awesome they were and how we're going to make it better for 2021.
I like it.
All right. I love it. You like it? Well, I love it.
What always happens in my performance reviews for my staff is obviously I only pick the best of the best. So they're awesome. And then it turns
they're already into, great. Yeah.
They're already great. They don't need a performance review. And then it just turns into how shitty of a boss I have been for a year and then how I can improve. Jeez. So then I have like 8 of those throughout the year and they're great.
Like they start it, like you come in, you say, "Hey, you're doing great. How can I improve?" And they're like, "Well, fuck you."
Yeah, it's not that bad, but yeah, it's my boss and I put ourselves like on the grill and we're like, "Well, let us know how we can improve." And sometimes they're like, "You guys are doing great." And there's other times and they're like, "Well, I brought a note sheet about things."
Oh, shoot.
And we're like, "Well, fuck."
It's like, come on, dude. This is just a formality. Like,
yeah, just giving you a goddamn raise here. Like, come on. Yeah. It's good though. It's good, insightful information. Anyways,
that's funny.
Let's start.
Yeah, we should start because I mean, I was going to say, like, let's not talk about every episode, but we can at least, like, breeze by a couple. But yeah, almost every one I have, like, something to say about. So, like, that's first it. Of all, let's talk about last week with Craig, because I wanted to bring up, like...
We're in peak X Games right now, by the way, which I need to turn on. So, looking at snowboarding very intently and listening to Craig's podcast comes... very timely, I would say.
Right? It's like peak of snowboard season. And he like waited till like halfway through to drop that he was like a professional Burton rider. Like, and he very undersold it on the podcast, because like on the podcast, we would have dug so much deeper. Like, this is the performance review part. Like, I wish we would have like really dug in, and like we could have done a better interview beforehand, probably, because he sent us pictures of him with Jake Burton, like pictures of him riding with like Burton gear, like, yeah, like a professional.
On his own jacket. How cool is that?
I know. So it's like, he was like being so modest on the podcast. Like, oh well, yeah, I just like, he handed me a jacket. It was pretty cool. And it's like, no dude, you were an actual professional snowboarder.
So, next time you guys talk to Craig and you ask him about his snowboarding days, just know he's going to undersell you on all of his accolades, and that he was a badass. Is a badass.
Exactly. Yeah. A perpetual badass.
Those stories were so cool. So
I think a third time we now have to have him on. He's due for a third episode so we can drill a little deeper.
I want him to bring out like the chart. And he said like in his competitions, he was like podiuming like at least like second or third for like,
but the way he said it was like, yeah, I was in the top five or whatever. It's like, yeah, you're probably meddling and not telling us.
He designed. Yeah. That's freaking cool.
But yeah, Craig rules. That's awesome. Next here I have Travis Fritz from Old Nation. Now, I don't know. There's not much to say, cause I think that one actually went really well.
That is the most I've ever learned about anything ever. In like a podcast or maybe even like a lecture. I don't know.
Yeah.
I learned so much about beer that day that it was, I loved it. Thank you, Travis, for that.
Exactly. He ruled. I think the one critique is someone wrote us and said at the beginning, he called us out because we said something around like the inconsistencies, right?
Yeah. The inconsistency of M43. And he was like, oh, well, you guys, I need to talk about that because I have a lot to say about it. And we never talked about
it. We just got so lost in so many great stories and just so many like tips and tricks he was telling us about being a brewer that we never really got back to it. But yeah, Travis rules. I would have him on again in a heartbeat, obviously. So thanks again to Travis. And then like Brian, while we go through these, like we can like recommend, like listen to that one for this. So like if you're a beer guy, like you got, and you've never listened to the podcast before, Travis Fritz is a great episode to start with.
Yeah. I think that's about as nerdy chemmy as we get with beer, and
yeah,
it's pretty nerdy and chemmy, I would say.
I think it's like, it's not like you have to, it's like a good entry level into, because Brian, you had like a little more knowledge and I would ask the dumb questions and you'd ask the smart questions. So if you're just getting into beer or you're a beer pro, that kind of has a little everything for anyone.
Yeah. I like that one. And for the Craig one, I definitely recommend, if you know Craig, listen to that one.
Which I feel like yeah, we got a lot of new listeners just from like Craig's friends, which is awesome.
Every time I talk to Craig, I like learn something new about him. And I'm
like, that rules. So yeah, we got a lot to get to, so I'm going to try to scoot us along here.
Next we had Brent Barber.
This one was great because I had no idea what to expect, and Brent was just such a cool guy. It was something we never have talked about, really. It was like about a film festival that he runs. And how it has like, how he adapted due to COVID, which was super interesting. And just like a really interesting story about like starting a business. Like I is kind of what I would frame that episode as.
Yeah. Brent, he's also very like world knowledgeable, I would say. Right.
Yeah, he was like tiers above us.
Like just super high intellect. And he was really awesome to talk to. He also had a really like soothing accent, I found. So I just
like, yeah, he was like a New York City socialite.
Yeah. And he genuinely, I feel like he genuinely enjoyed just like talking to us about his shit.
And we owe him a message, because when he started, he said, I always do these interviews. We have a great time. And I never talked to him again. So, or wait, was that Travis who said that? Either way, they're two guys who I have no problem reaching out with, 'cause they're so great.
Yeah. I felt like that was our most like worldly artsy episode.
Yeah. So if you're looking for culture, your first episode should be with Brent Barber.
Yes.
Now, this next episode, we have a pro. Yeah. Where do we start? Like, this is the most, like, I'm kicking myself for, I feel like. The Gary Fisher interview.
Why are you kicking yourself?
Because it was so short.
Oh, it was so short. We had limited time. He had limited time.
He had limited time, and it took us, well, first of all, I mean, he had some technical difficulties to start, and was like, we thought he was going to show, like, not show up actually. But then he like showed up like 20 minutes later or whatever, just like nothing happened. And we were just stoked to have him. So like, we didn't care. Like he could have made us wait a day. But then on top of that, the software we were using didn't work, and I was just like losing my mind. I'm already nervous because we're talking to Gary Fisher, and then it was a nightmare. But then like we got into it too, and just the guy can talk, and I like wish I could have like steered it a little better. I don't know. Well, just like
there, you did phenomenal. I didn't know what to do. At one point you asked him, so Gary, what's in your book? And then he was like, so my grandfather used to work in the railroad. Yeah,
he started, and we have the book, and he was literally starting at page one of the book when you asked him that.
I didn't know at the time because we didn't have the book then.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, Gary, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It makes more sense now.
It does. If you listen to episodes and wonder why he started talking about like his childhood when we asked what's in the book, he was literally just starting at page one of the book.
I had a really hard time like holding laughs when that happened.
I know. And then towards the end, like we got into like some really fun stuff, and I was like really finally found a flow, and then our Zoom died. And I'm just like, well, that was it. And I had to like just say, well, at the very least, we stopped before I said something too stupid, or just like he hated us.
Said anything bad. So that's cool.
And we got to meet Gary Fisher. So what else is there to say? That was awesome.
That was definitely one of my most starstruck episodes. That and I think the Joe Hurtler one are probably the ones.
Yeah, I got some stuff to say about that one too.
Oh, I felt like just straight up fanboy. We'll get there.
Uh-huh. Hopefully. What, how are we doing on time here? Yeah, we're fine. We're only 15 minutes in.
Next one we have Mr. Bechtel.
Yeah. This is another one, like I knew Brian in passing. He's a big part of the
WMNBA.
Thank you. The WNBA.
A big fat black guy that I'm seeing. So I know he has his hand about everything, and he does. I think maybe that was a little bit of a starstruck moment too. Just because you find out like how involved he is with the mountain bike scene.
Good point. Yeah. That was great. And just like knowing it also, it's like amazing when someone comes on and just like gets it right away. Like we don't have to like feel out like their vibe. We don't have to like try to be like overly professional. He was like kind of on our tier already, like wanted to talk about the same things as us. And like the same like with Travis, like it's another great one to get into that has honestly one of our most listens locally, at least. Really? And it's, I think it's because we named it oh wait, no, that's not the one. I'm thinking of, we'll get to that one, sorry. But this one a lot of people like because we were talking about the dragon, right? Like everyone's obsessed with it. It's really topical.
Got big dragon boners.
Yeah. So Brian's great. I think I mean, no questions. We got to have him on again.
Yeah. I want to talk about his fat biking experiences.
All right. We could probably do that soon then. Brian, if you're listening, reach out. I doubt you are, but if in case
another, yeah. And then we had another trail related guy.
Let's just cover both episodes for people who've been on twice. So like Josh rules. Josh, I'll let you tee it up.
If you are new to the pod and you're just now listening to this and you mountain bike, chances are you have ridden some of Josh's magicry out on the trails. He did a phenomenal job at Luton, kicked ass at the bike park. He totally changed the face of the Wafflewood Flow Trails. All around good guy.
Just like a genuine, like I remember the first episode. I would listen to that one first, actually, like not the most recent one, because just like the things he had to say about biking and building trails, and like he loves what he does. Like that is something that like you can't put money on. Like we could have talked about bananas the whole time and the passion he has for bananas, and he could have sold a whole episode just with the passion he has, and it just happens to be a passion for something that's awesome like trail building. So like those two combos together just made for, I mean, just the sincerity and everything he said is like unmatchable.
So just like, yeah, legit and sincere. I think that's a good word for it, Larry. And all our like family functions, I always find myself there talking to Josh about, you know, biking and trail building and things like that. And I feel like he's got to get tired of me asking.
You already asked me on the podcast 40 times, and then now you're asking him again.
I love just listening to him talk, though. He's so passionate about it.
I would totally do the same.
I think in life. Niche. He's found his great job in life. Billy Trail. So hell yeah. Kudos to you, Josh.
Yeah, he's living the dream. We can cover a couple episodes here with our friend we made through the podcast. He just reached out to us on Instagram, right? Like that's how we know him.
He was like, hey, I want to come on the podcast. And we're like, what the fuck? Okay.
I think at first we're like, all right. First of all, I don't see why not. Like if anyone wanted to, maybe I shouldn't advertise this, but basically if you have anything somewhat interesting to say, you could probably come on the podcast.
I think he's definitely the first who was like, hey, I want to come on the pod. And we're like,
yeah,
have you listened? Like, you really, are you sure? All right, cool. We have an actual fan. Mm-hmm. And now
a friend.
I've grown really like, kind of close with Brian. He was over at my house yesterday, brought his dog out in the ice, and him and Ruby were running circles around the ice. It was pretty funny. that was cool. And Brian, if anyone knows him, obviously he is a phenomenal mountain biker. Also a guy who's got a lot of knowledge about pretty much anything and just likes to talk about it too.
Another thing I want to add on before we move on to is his girlfriend, not wife, right? Girlfriend?
Yes.
Joined us on the last episode he did. Yeah. And Courtney. A big kick in our butt. We have no female guests other than Courtney, I don't think.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, how have we been so shitty of people that we've never... I mean, first of all, I just don't feel like they want to, but we really should have more female guests.
They don't want to.
That's on the checklist to do for 2021, at least for me.
Yeah. I would like, what if we could get, some X Games like women snowboarders on? That'd be cool.
I guess, shoot for the moon.
Right, we got Gary Fisher, we can get anybody.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, think about it. Like, we got the pioneer of mountain biking. We got to step our game up. Yeah.
Real quick, shout out to Courtney as well. I think you won a recent very badass award, and you were voted the best SLP in Grand Rapids area. So congrats. That's huge.
Damn, that is cool.
You're lucky Alexa doesn't work in Grand Rapids. Otherwise, you'd probably lose it, but, it's fine.
Okay, shots fired.
Just teasing. Who's next?
So there's a two-week gap of... Okay. Yeah. Shoot. I almost skipped that. Tyler and Evan. Let's just cover our friends.
Tyler Schleichman and Evan Campbell.
Yeah. So Tyler, I mean, there's not much to say. Like, honestly, if you're a new listener, you probably don't want to start with these ones.
I wouldn't because there's a lot of just us,
talking about inside jokes with our friends. It's like a really fun episode for us to do, but like, honestly, I don't know.
Listen to it later. If you find yourself genuinely enjoying, mine and Larry's just who we are as people. Maybe you'll enjoy that episode. Yeah. But that one was definitely just more for us.
Absolutely. and because I mean, we love them as people. They're obviously our best friends. So like we have fun with that. You know what? I want to talk about how little love I received for my badass intro I did on that episode.
Four Iceman racers decided to Zoom. The bibs, they were hung on the dresser with care in hopes that some chamois lube soon would be there. The racers were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of mud, ice, and snow danced in their heads.
'Twas the night before Iceman.
And our wives rolling their eyes and I...
Going.
I pedal and pedal until tears ran down my face. Oh, why the hell did I decide to do this race? Hours pass and climbs get even harder. My soul with the devil I'd be willing to barter. Alas, I hear in the distance a cheer. Oh, what is that? I can almost taste the beer. So I huff and I puff and I pedal and I climb. Before I know it, I've crossed the finish line. I kiss my wife and say woo with my friends. Happy Iceman to all, and may 2020 soon end. Gonna get in the car
with a smile. That's phenomenal. How long did that take you to come up with?
I wrote it in like, it just flew. Like the second I got like the cadence down, I was just like, anything Iceman related, I just like added a rhyme to it, and it took like 2 seconds.
See, that's what I think you should send that to the Iceman folk.
Yeah, I'll have to like just use that every Iceman. Or no, because I say 2020, whatever. I thought it was really funny. And I got like a couple people actually did. I think the Dirty Train Boys actually said something funny about it.
I thought it was awesome. Because did you make it just an Instagram post about it too?
I did, because I was like, well, no one's going to like listen to the episode like and then like reach out because like what?
You were too proud to let that just go to waste.
I was. I did spend a little time doing it.
Somewhere and Alexa was like, did you hear Larry's poem? And I was like, that's badass.
I liked it. But yeah, those are our buddies. Listen to that. That's a fun one. We talk about Iceman though, so that is a good one. If you're at least Iceman next year, it's like a great one to like listen to like the week of Iceman.
Yeah. I just got a snap from Derek. We talked about his hot sauce. Larry, were you there the New Year's that Derek stabbed me in the hand with the bottle?
Wait, what did he was doing like the bottle thing where like you tap a bottle. Yeah.
My bottle for some reason it exploded.
Well, he did it way too hard.
The bottom of his bottle cut out, but it just went like my, were you there?
Yeah. I watched it happen.
So my finger, I don't know if you can see this.
Like that's from that.
Every once in a while, it's like scar tissue like comes to the surface of my finger and like needs to like leave my body.
Yeah, that looks fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. So, all right. Anyways, just wanted to.
I mean, this is an audio podcast, so it's kind of hard, but it does look gross. If anyone's wondering,
my glass finger's flaring up again. So thanks, Derek.
So a couple episodes with just us in between there. We tried to do the live while riding at the Dragon.
Yeah, that was hard. I love the idea, but
I'm going to make us do it, but like at Luton or something.
Yeah, so I think we could do it somewhere that has better cell phone service.
Yeah, we need to be not in the middle of nowhere.
There's like a 10-second lag. So
yeah.
We go, I'd hear like your, you know, hub like whizzing, and I'm like, why is his hub, he's going uphill? Like his hub should be making sounds. I'm like, oh, it's 10 seconds before.
Yeah, there's the technology is so close. So this time next year, we should be able to do that.
Hey, did you ever figure out what happened with that that dirty towel they sent you?
The dirty towel in the mail episode, still no clue. So
that makes it so much better that we have no idea.
You know what, though? A listener did email us or text or something or Instagram, whatever. And he said something very similar happened to him. And it was like not the same kind of towel, but it was like really close to the one that I got. And I was like, dude.
Did he get sick?
I didn't ask, but I didn't get, well, I was also very safe. So I don't know.
I think it's still weird. I think it's an anthrax attack.
Yeah, that's another episode that's just Brian and I. So I don't know. Just listen after you already like the show.
I'm a 20-hour drive to Florida or something when you have nothing else to do.
Exactly. The Pickleball Boys, my cousins.
Pickleball Boys.
A very niche episode because I liked it because it's so out of the ordinary. It was a day to not talk about mountain bikes, not talk about beer really. And it was about a sport. I still bought pickleball stuff, by the way, but then winter hit. So I'm ready to do it whenever you want to do it, Brian. We can pickleball it up.
I'll pickleball your ass. Let's go.
So JB, Jake, and the rest of the Pickleball Boys, that was a fun hangout session. Honestly, my only regret with that one, if we're doing a critique, is we could have like split it up into maybe multiple, just when you have that many guests, it's kind of hard to do. It did go way better than I expected when I heard like five people were there. I was like, all right, well, we'll make it work. But, and then it turned out like a good episode. So I was pretty excited.
Yeah, I liked that. Didn't they not like being called the Pickleball Boys?
I think it was, they're just ribbing us or something, but they're the Pickleball Boys.
Next up, we have Edwin from City Built. And Edwin brought us into City Built.
That was like a magical time where like COVID seemed to be getting better and we're like, okay, like it's almost done so we can go back in person again. And
this was right around the time of Alexa's birthday too, like when we all went to Cadillac.
Yeah.
We ate inside and like we felt okay.
Little did we know.
I very much think this was a very false sense of okayness for, you know, now looking back at it, we're like, well, that was not cool. But nonetheless, we went to see Edwin, and he had us in their little, just their side room at City Built, and it was just myself, Larry, Edwin, and Edwin made his poor son hang out with us for the whole episode. He made him go get us beer, which was cool. So thank you, Edwin's son. I forget what your name is.
Edwin ruled. I want to say his son was Zion.
Maybe it's probably, his name's probably in the description. I liked that because that was a cool, shortly before that, we went to see Jake and Brett at Arvon.
Yes.
And bringing up stories were just entirely different. So that was really cool to see, kind of, you know, starting a brewery isn't always,
in your garage. Yeah.
Easy process. I feel like Arvon kind of lucked out where Edwin really had to fight to open that brewery. And now they're straight up geared. They're kicking ass. But they had a hard go of it the first couple of years.
We might as well talk about both of those because
they're
right next to each other. So the three breweries we've actually talked to, and I'm surprised it's only three. Maybe that's another to-do list for 2021 is to get all of our favorite breweries. But we've had obviously Old Nation. We just talked about that. We had City Built, which was with Edwin. Again, these are great ones to listen to if you're a craft beer guy, just because you get to hear what happened to make it. So like, Edwin had like this business plan and investors and all this, but then Arvon, which, you know, if you follow the podcast, you know, is we're probably our favorite, not to be biased, but you know, anyway, they like started in their garage and then blew up. So it's like cool, like you were just saying, Brian, like the contrast of how you can start.
It is cool.
okay. Well,
you hear that? Sorry, my phone vibrated and I thought it shook.
I thought you were just like, yeah, let's move on, Larry.
I'm also very surprised that my computer audio, you can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good. That everything survived after an entire... Vodka Mule was thrown into it, Jetstream style. Kudos, Apple. Thanks for making a computer that's durable.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, you know what? I forgot to tell you, I have the same MacBook Pro. I mean, yours is newer, but like the same like body or whatever. Yeah. And I spilled cereal all over mine. Ooh. Like a whole bowl of like cereal. Like so almond and oat milk or whatever is all through my keyboard. And I just immediately turned it off and threw it in rice as much as I could. And yeah, it's been fine. So
I was freaking out because mine kept, so it wouldn't like stay off. It kept turning.
No. Oh yeah. That's so scary.
I'm doomed. And that was fine. Yeah. That was during the Zoom call. The New Year's.
You know what, Brian? I think mine did the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, it works fine now.
And then it kicked me out of it. So it logged me out of like everything.
Oh, yeah, that is way weirder. Mine did not do that.
Protocol mode. I was like, I don't know. Anyways, that's not important. We'll move on. Because next is, what did we talk about, Evan? Oh, you invented the game. The bike.
I think I invent games like every 10 episodes, and I'm always excited about it, and Brian pretends to be excited about it.
Once I won, so.
I'm going to keep continuing thinking of games, though, because I think it's a fun thing to do to separate the podcast. Like whenever I listen to podcasts and I can like play along or whatever, like audio game wise, yeah. It's fun.
Keeps you more involved, especially on a drive. I like that.
Exactly.
Next up, we had Sir Joseph Hurtler himself.
I know. This one. All right. So I got to tee this one up because I was sitting in my bed one night. And I turned to my wife, or my wife just showed me on Instagram that they were doing the Joe Hurtler show. And I said, do you think I could ever get him on the show? And she said, probably not. So I immediately said, we'll see about that. And I
accepted.
Yep. So I emailed him, and I think I sent an email and an Instagram post. And his publicist picked up one of them and emailed me back. And I was like, no way. If you're not part of the Michigan music scene, like I'd say Joe Hurtler is as like famous as you can get without being like signed to a label, right?
Yeah.
Like, as far as local musicians go.
He's big. Yeah. He's
played Red Rocks, right? Like that's pretty huge.
Red Rocks. He sells out shows everywhere in Michigan he goes. Founders had a massive line like way down the road, which is the biggest show that Founders think has ever put on. And they had no idea that Joe Hurtler was going to be so big. His songs, they have like, you know, multiple million views. So he's, yeah, I think like Larry said, as big as you can get without.
So it really was a long shot. Like Amber was right to say like, yeah, I doubt it. And I was like, well,
he's a publicist. Like if you have a publicist.
Yeah, exactly.
You're probably not coming on a podcast that doesn't have a publicist of our own.
Yeah. And then like this one, like if we're talking about like what we could have done better, it's like, I think I was too nervous and formal.
I was so nervous.
Like what? Like, cause he was like very game. Like he was like into it. But like, I feel like since we like, he was the only guest and we've had like people probably like a little bigger than him, but technically like if we're talking like Instagram followers wise or whatever, like yeah. Technically people bigger than him, but he's the only one who like made us go through a publicist and all that. So it's like, yeah. I felt like it was a bigger deal. Like we were wasting his time, that he was like just doing this as like a favor or whatever, when like that wasn't the case maybe.
I kind of had that same vibe because towards the end, I know we tried to cut it off because we wanted to, you know, respect his time.
Right. We were like so nervous of like making him spend any more than it was. Same with like Gary, but like.
Yeah, so Gary, who like also didn't like talking to us.
Yeah. Gary probably would have kept going.
Unless he liked it, unless he's just a great bullshitter, but you know.
Right. But yeah, if I could do that again, I would have like, cause I feel like he would have talked like cool, like, I don't know. Like, I bet he has some great stories we could have got out of him instead of just like, when you started the band, what was going through your head? Like, just like such like nerdy interview questions. Like we were total chums.
Yeah. Typical like after sports event questions.
Exactly. Like, it was like, how did the ball handle?
How is it? Do you like singing? Is it?
When you're up on stage,
how do you feel? You feel
awesome. Which is, I think, literally something I said. Like, do you just love performing? It's like, yeah, that's why I do it, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, but I was definitely like just so starstruck for that episode. I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I was right. I was like nervous. I was like sweating all day, like pitting out my shirt. I'm like, fuck. Here he is. We got Joe Hurtler on the pod. I'm telling everybody I know.
That's like a great one to have, like to say we did, like for people who like him. But like it's not like we made a contact there. Like every other guest, I feel like we could reach out again and they'd like want to come on or whatever, except for Joe Hurtler.
We have to go watch him play.
Yeah, and I still will. Like, but like he also like didn't like share our Instagram post or anything. Like, I thought like he'd at least like be like, hey, I did a podcast. Like, not that I expect that by any means, because like,
yeah, I didn't expect that either. But it also was like,
when you don't like even like the post, like you're just like purposely ignoring us. Like, obviously you didn't really like us.
I don't know. But it is still rad to say that we met Joe Hertler.
And I don't want it to sound like that was a bad episode either, because I think it was fine. It just had so much better potential.
Yeah. Sorry, my neighbor's dog's taking a shit in my yard.
Hell yeah. Okay, so while you're watching a dog take a shit, I'm gonna skip through a couple because
they're also doing a phenomenal job shoveling all my ice. I'll come finish in a little bit.
We should talk about that at the end too, because you got a cool setup going on.
Yeah.
So Brian and Larry, Josh McCready again, another Brian and Larry.
Well, we had Iceman was canceled, the announcement. The mountain bike community.
We had a lot of episodes around like just COVID, really, because it changed our lives so much.
In Rockford, Rockford,
that was just us talking about that beer because we didn't have a guest.
Nate from
That's where I'm at.
The Central District. Nate's a very interesting guy. If you guys have ever had a chance to meet him, he's very unique, also very passionate. He's very precise in how he speaks. Every word he says, he really wants to make sure that like that's what he means to say.
Very well put.
Which is very interesting to talk to someone like that. He also has his hands in almost all of the WMNBA things going on. And his shop is dope. If you need some work done, go check him out.
I think that's another like huge local recommendation. If you're a Grand Rapids guy and you don't know who Nate is for whatever reasons, and you're in the bike scene, this is a great episode for you.
If you don't bike or don't live in GR, you might not want to listen to that one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a first listen episode unless you are like a local bike guy, then this is right up your alley. Which honestly, I feel like that's where our audience has been steering, because we like unintentionally just like talk about bikes way too much. Like, yeah. I know it's like a beer, bikes, and boards, but like with COVID and whatever, we were riding so much this year that it became a mountain bike podcast, which I'm fine with, but that's what happens.
I agree. Yeah. One more shout out to Nate. Does awesome suspension work. He does it in-house. Most places don't really do in-house suspension work. So if you need anything, go to Nate.
All right. And just a really nice guy. And then
I love Nate. Nate's awesome.
Nate, Rockford Bike Shop.
Yeah, Nate's actually who hooked Josh up with the job here on the trails. So if it wasn't for Nate, our trails would not have Josh's handiwork on them.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little pocket we've been in of like, if we talk about Brian, Doctor, Nate, and
Josh.
I literally have my phone in front of me and I'm reading it and I can't just say it because my brain's that broken. But yeah, and Josh, kind of all like that's how we got each other. That's how we got each of them, is like through each other. Like that's why they were all on the pod. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking in circles here.
Next episode, we ran for president.
And we lost.
We didn't win, but we had the endorsement of Joseph. So we're happy he won. Moving on. Rockford Bike Shop. We had Craig, George, and Katie and Jackson on. Those guys are, I think they're the best bike shop in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I love going there. I have a new wheel waiting for me, by the way. So this is a reminder. A
new wheel.
Yeah, they warrantied me. Awesome. I was popping spokes on the stash and they said, hey, we got you. So.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I recently took my bike in for a tune-up there, and then I came home slightly buzzed. they gave me a couple at a hop slam. I think I had something else. But Brady had gone through my entire bike. He even, like, chained some shit in my pedals that I had no idea was wrong. bike was all clean. It's got this, like, oily stuff on this side, but it's, like, a clean. I don't know. It's nice. It's awesome. They're badass people. Go to Rockford Bike Shop. Go check it out. Two dogs now. There's Jackson and there's Sprocket, which is Brady's little puppy. I don't encourage everyone to join on their group road rides.
Unless you're a pro, right? no amateur bikers allowed.
Yeah, unless you're, fast and not fat. They're dope. Go check them out.
Yeah, I think that one has good appeal for just bike fans in general, because we talk about like the inner workings of like bike shops, not just like...
We talk about them opening, which their year anniversary is like around right now.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Love those guys. Love the bike shop. Love that episode. I will say, as far as editing any single episode, that was the hardest one, because I had like four different devices. They all were recording at a different sample rate, which, not to get nerdy or whatever, it means one. All right. So if you line up the four tracks of everyone speaking, right? Brian, yours and I's, we recorded through like GarageBand or whatever on our own computers, and those one lined up perfectly. And then I did like one through a phone and one through like a mixer or whatever I did. They all lined up, like they ended at like 5 seconds apart from each other after a 2-hour recording. What? I know, it's like, that's how it just works. It's like the weirdest phenomenon. Like, it doesn't sound weird at all, but long story short, you have to like every 5 minutes like splice it a little second above and then keep going and keep going. It was such a pain. But Brian got some toys, I guess, is what he showed me.
Alexa's she uses these for speech. She's doing
those are sassy squirters.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what we got them for our friend's baby.
They squirt water.
Yeah.
They look cool. I wanted to play with them.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah, I guess we can move on. That was a fun, if you're interested in how bike shop works.
Next we have, is it your announcement of being preg?
Yes, this is when we first got pregnant, and we had Shane from the Joey, it's a mountain bike podcast. He's also a YouTuber. This was just a fun one. Shane had like a lot of energy, especially like this is our most, like we have a couple of YouTube ones we'll get into here. Those are like our mass appeal episodes. Like, you don't have to be Michigan guys. You don't have to be Grand Rapids guys. We just shoot the shit about mountain biking. Shane has like, again, like so much energy and was just like ready to zing, zang, zing. And we were like, we could have probably brought up the energy a little bit, but, fun guy. Him, Paul the Punter, and another guy who I'm forgetting his name all host a mountain bike podcast, and they plugged us a couple times.
Paul the Puncher was a big, big one for me.
I loved Paul. Yeah. So I was getting at there is like, we should collab with everyone on their podcast and do like a 4-person episode or something, just because I liked them so much, and we should do it again.
I could also listen to Paul talk because I just like
the British accent, right? Yeah.
Our next episode,
the Duke of MDB.
We did that. Well, just like a little brief, kind of just our thoughts in support of BLM, which was cool. And looking back at this, I'm assuming not a ton of people listened to it because everyone has their own political opinions. It's not even political. But anyways, I don't get too far into this. But for me, Larry, looking back at this was really important that we did this. For like my mental health, I think it let me kind of express a little bit
without just like throwing it into the ether of social media. Like, it was,
I'm just, hey, I said something about this. But I liked what we said, and I'm glad because now we talked about maybe not doing it. And I'm very glad that we did, because it made me feel better.
Obviously didn't get as many views as our other ones, probably about half as many, but. You know, that's not what, like, that was the hard part. It was like, it's like, we're not like a social issue podcast. Like, we're very like trying to toe the line of just having fun and not getting into the weeds. But like, there was just so much going on that I think it was.
I needed a vent, and that helped. And I never said that to you. So that was cool that we did that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say other than that. Cause it just bums me out, like remembering all that, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's serious. Well,
I know it's not over either by any means, but it's just like, I don't know.
I gotta take a call. Hold on. Hello.
All right.
I am inside. What's up?
I'm muting Brian's ass. All right. I'm going to do the next one without him, which is, I think, fair, because the next one was one that I set up. Duke of MTB, who has a really cool YouTube channel and was from Michigan, because we were on a string of getting a lot of YouTube guys in here. And it's fun because there's such a cool YouTube community of podcaster or podcast slash YouTubers. I don't know, whatever you call it, but like people active on online doing mountain bike stuff. Anyways, this is a great first episode, I think. Brian got to tell his story of how he got engaged, which was fun. This has one of our most views. And like, I wouldn't say he has like a huge YouTube channel. It's him and his wife. It's, again, it's called the Duke of MTB and they ride Michigan trails. So that's probably the best appeal. Like they have a lot of viewers on YouTube, but they also have a lot of people locally who knew who they were. So that's another really good first one to listen to. I'll keep moving along here because another one was one I set up before that was my buddy Tim. Again, this one's cool because I did a podcast before I started this one, which you're probably sick of me bringing up, but it was called John Scott's Dropping the Gloves. I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but he also has a Radiolab episode. I've definitely talked about this. Listen to that. That's really cool to learn about. It's just like one of the best sports stories I think of all time. And the fact that I got to work with the guy was pretty great. So anyways, his co-host of that podcast came on, Tim Wurzberger, really fun guy. Not to brag, but I think I'm in the credits of that Radiolab episode, which is pretty cool. Brian, while muted, has just sent me a photo of a light. This light, two pictures of a light, and I don't know why he's doing this. But hey, I can keep talking because the next episode, if anyone's still listening, you guys are crazy. Oh yeah, this one was another fun one with a biker, another guy from the internet, who we had a really fun time with. I'm saying that reading the episode, stealing cop cars. There's a funny story he told that episode where he just, one of his buddies is a cop and I don't remember the details, but it was really funny. And we talked forever. I think, yeah, this is an hour and 42 episode or hour long, 42 minutes. You don't want to miss it. I think this is another one of our big mass appeal episodes. Basically because he already has a big YouTube channel and he was guy, huge energy. Brian, I'm blazing through these. I don't even need your ass. You just keep sending me pictures of light bulbs. I'm going to keep rolling. Sorry.
Alexa's at Lowe's and she called me and she's like, hey, I need to know the light bulb size like right now.
No, yes. It's fine. I just didn't want to have to edit this. So I'm like, I'm going to keep talking.
I was listening. I approve of everything you said. Good job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We were at the Dirty Chain Boys, who I messaged them and they're ready to come back on. So not to spoil anything, but that'll probably be our next, as soon as we can coordinate that, I want to have them on again because
I would like to do one in person with them. I think that would be awesome.
That would help. Yeah.
I wonder if we can do that eventually at some point, maybe at a brewery or something. Those guys got to come ride in Grand Rapids, right? Maybe we can ride with them and then, you know, I can't do 100 miles.
Like, yeah, I don't know about riding with them. They're crazy.
Although I should say I can't do 100 miles insanely hungover like Sheldon can. I can't do 100 right? at all. But kudos to those guys. That was cool.
Was another one that like I think was like 2 hours and we cut it down.
Yeah.
Barely. Like they're on their feed because we shared feeds with that one. Like they put us on their feed and we put them on our feed. And they put us as a bonus episode. What the hell? Make us a real episode, cowards.
Maybe next year we can be a real episode.
Yeah, that's the goal.
They ain't shit.
Shots fired. Let's start a podcast rivalry with someone who we actually like.
They're shit, motherfuckers. We're just kidding. The DCP.
I hope you. Yeah, I hope that's a joke, and Brian doesn't really hate them.
Not. The next one we had Paul the Puncher. We talked about Paul, you're rad. If you need someone to listen to soothe your soul, just listen to him talk.
And this is another one, like, we talked for almost 2 hours.
That was forever.
But nothing was worth editing out because everything we talked about was interesting. Like, we found out that he used to work for Pink Bike doing videos. Like, he started the Friday Fails videos. Just everything he had to say was interesting. Like, yeah, that's great.
Next one is that, this is Matt Acker.
Matt Acker. A local legend. This was like, I think, one of our first spikes, like, yep, our first, like, this is where we started finding more like local people to like really like the podcast, I think, because everyone knows Matt Acker. He's a local racing legend. We had a sponsor that episode for the first time. Like, we were big time podcasters by the time this happened.
That was Hand Up, right?
Yeah, that was when we were honestly, I don't even know if our code still works. Someone should let us know.
Someone let us know. I'd buy more of their shit, but it's pretty expensive.
It is. Unless you use promo code. oh shoot. I can't. Sorry. Had to listen to our ad real quick. We still have like sponsors and promo codes that we have like affiliate links with. We should probably start talking about them again. Dude, hey, and we have a merch store. Go buy stuff or I'm going to take it down.
And definitely, the Carbo Racket code is a fucking steal.
Oh yeah.
I should definitely use that one. Cause that's
we need to like relist these somewhere.
Yeah. The Carbo Racket, I think you get like 30% off and that shit's expensive. So it's sweet.
Yeah, like we legitimately have good deals for people. We should just let them know better. Like, it's our fault for not advertising it.
Yeah, the Blenders one is just like, okay.
It's 1% more than you get on their website. Like, if I'm being fully transparent, and people have used it. Like, I mean, if you're buying from them anyways, like, use it. I really do like my Blenders, and I got a pair for Amber and I. Like, we wear them all the time.
I use their goggles and they're freaking badass. The yellow lens is kind of shit. but the other lens is like unreal. So it's worth it.
Local Route 16. If you guys want a 1% better discount than the one on their website already. What's next? Okay. We're like getting to the end here because I think this was our very first guest and it was Biking with Bobo. And this was like, I was so nervous and excited for because he has like, I think 100,000 YouTubers.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah. Huge following. And he was just so fun. And I had like a blast recording that episode. It was the same thing where like, I was like nervous of his time and like, but he like made us feel at home instantly. And we were like hanging out.
Yeah, that was cool. I think he really enjoyed just like talking to us too, which was made me feel cool. I was like, well, shit, we're just gonna meet all these badass people. And later you tee all that up. So that was
well,
cool.
Well, you know what? I gotta say it's, and I've said this before, but it's like, it's only because of quarantine, right? Go ahead.
Podcast helped me get through quarantine.
Like, I think so too. I think that, yeah, you're exactly right. It helped us get through quarantine because when we had something to do, hopefully it was something for other people to listen to. And it gave us more access because when you try to get like these people with like bigger followings, these like people who would be hard to, I mean, you'd never get them in person, right? Like this guy lives in North Carolina. So we wouldn't have gotten him in person ever, but the fact that like it became the norm for podcasts to just be able to record via Zoom, like we're doing now, it helped us be able to find people and all they had to do is click a link instead of like, you know,
link and they're like, hey, yeah, sure, I'll do a podcast.
So it's really hard to say no to guests. So I feel like that's our key right now, is if we keep it remote, we can still find great people because all they have to do is go to their living room and click record.
I agree with that.
But yeah, Biking with Bobo is another great entry point. Oh, we did have a guest right before that.
We have
Connect Grand Rapids. They have a small podcast. Yeah, I kind of forgot about those guys, probably just because it was like March 31st. So that was like the start of quarantine.
Oh, that's crazy. We had them on then.
I know. And it was a fun episode. Like those guys could chat.
Yeah, they could. Was that our first guest?
They were our first guests.
Okay. Well, cool.
Which was great because I got to give a shout out to them. They gave us, I mean, I know I just talked shit about the software we were using, but they gave us the software we had. I stole their software basically. I was like, wow, this was so easy. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah. The Zencaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. Well, is that our journey? Do we want to go further back and just our solo episodes or?
I don't think we need to break down each episode, but like, there's one episode that like where it got real and it was when we bought a billboard, which I really have no problem doing again soon. It's just nobody's out to look at it.
That was so fun. And then we got photos and it was like 5 degrees with like 87 mile an hour winds. Alexis, we're trying to smile and Alexis taking photos. She's like, guys, my fingers are really cold. Can we stop now? Okay, we can stop now.
I know. And just like the fact that like we, I don't know, just like went with a crazy idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's when we did. We reviewed M43 at first. Wow.
Yeah. That was our breakout episode, I would say, because that's where we went from like having just like I think the billboard really did help us grow an audience, not through the billboard, but like through like posting Instagram pictures of it and titling an episode, we bought a billboard. Like
we're goofy that, as fuck to buy a billboard.
Like it was a wild idea, but like I found like we could do it for under $100. And I'm like, yeah, I'm buying a billboard.
Yeah. I see that we talked about some XFL teams.
That was like when you came over. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember. Did they finish the season? Whatever.
Absolutely not.
It just fly.
It was just here and gone.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
I feel bad for anyone who had any money at stake for the XFL.
It didn't last, did it?
Oh, no, it did not.
We did do a Hop Slam review.
Brian, it's like going down memory lane. Wow, look at us.
We did do a Hop Slam review. Have you had Hop Slam yet this year, Larry?
No, my beer consumption has been embarrassingly low.
I don't think that's embarrassing. I think that's a good thing.
It probably is a good thing. You're right.
I've been, I guess we can talk about our ice now. So in front of our house, we've teamed up with the neighbors to build the ultimate ice rink, which at first started with, we had like a mild dusting of snow. And we all did a team effort and shoveled it off. And we're like, sweet, we've got this cool ice rink now. And we've been sticking with it. And eventually Mark brought a net over. And we have a hockey net out there. And then the neighbors supplied a secondary net. So we actually have like a little hockey rink out there. But as the snow has continued to fall, it's became a bigger and bigger, massive pain in the ass. To keep the ice going. And now we're still doing it. It's just, it's becoming a lot of work, but the lake took notice and they set up a lake association ice party.
Oh, I didn't know what way you were going to take that because it could have easily been like the lake took notice and they're pissed or what you're about to say.
Yeah. I mean, no, it is obnoxiously large. It is probably, it's at least a football field.
Oh my God.
In length, that goes across our yard and the neighbors, and we have it out till probably a third to the middle of the lake. But they set up this party and they set it up in the email chain and we're not in the email chain. And the neighbor's like, oh, are you excited for the party? And I'm like, what fucking party? What? And he's like, oh, you're not on the email chain. I'm like, what email chain? And he's like, the Lake Association. guys were walking around on Sunday and they saw how great our ice looks and they want to have a party on our ice. It's on Saturday. Are you guys cool with that? I was like, I guess so. So yesterday we had some friends over too, but we had just people from all over the lake just walked over and they were ice skating, hanging out, drinking beers. Somebody brought his big side-by-side out here and almost sank it. But it was wild. It was just interesting that, no one told us about our party.
That's too funny.
Our ice is getting noticed. So,
I was going to tell you this. I bought a snowblower.
Oh,
that you can use whenever. The trick is, or the catch was that it's electric. So
battery powered?
No, cable. So you'd have to like buy like a 200 foot cable, but I mean, it really does work well. Like it's like the nicest cheap one you could get basically. So I can do my driveway like nothing, even with a ton of snow.
Really?
So it really does a good job. If you can figure out a cable situation, then you're more than welcome to use it whenever you want.
I might hit you up on that at some point. So the neighbors were doing it too. They have a gas, they have a big old gas one out here.
That's
but it becomes problematic because so as it's throwing the snow, neighbors go over. Daddy!
Keep talking. Sorry. It
becomes problematic because the area that the snowblower is throwing the snow just becomes like heavy as all shit. it ends up being a pain in the ass. That's like, cause you sent me that massive, that big shovel, which is sweet, but it gets like too heavy. So I'm like, fuck.
The heavy wet snow, especially on the lake. I bet like that layer, like right between the ice and the snow, if that gets wet, like you're just, it's a dead effort.
Yeah. And if you don't shovel it of the snowfall, then it becomes super slushy and you can't use your ice anymore.
So is that why you're on it so much? Because I see you and it's like every Snapchat is like, oh, shoveling again.
Every single day I have to go shovel when we're done podcasting. Because if I don't do it today, then it's going to get slushy and then it's going to freeze and then it'll be super bumpy and terrible. So yeah, that's that.
That does sound awesome. And I don't want to cut the podcast short, but I have to cut the podcast short.
You got a poopy diaper?
No, but...
You poop yourself?
Yeah. I I shit myself and I have to go.
Okay. All right. Well, hope it didn't get up your back. Good luck.
Say hi, baby.
Hey, baby Emma. Oh,
my. But it is time to feed and my wife's tied up, so I got to take on dad responsibilities. Although, I did have fun recording this. I think it was really cool going down memory lane. And just the two of us talking again is kind of fun. Like, I missed that.
It was nice. I'll let you go though, so you can tend to your beautiful daughter. Larry has the world's cutest baby ever.
He's top 10 at least.
Yeah. Well.
All right, but later. Yeah, it was a fun episode. Maybe we just do us again next week. People will love that, right?
Yeah, they'll love it.
All right, man. Have fun on the ice.
Yeah. Later.
Right.